1938, I think I was 22 at that time.
And how old are you, Garfield?
21.
Ah, you jumped to your honor, and that means you got as far as 20 years ago. Tell me, Garfield, any chance,
please? No.
No chance. What was the wicket like?
Yes, it was a very good one. The simple reason is that the boy was coming on to the bat and at no time cleared any tricks.
Ah, now, one other thing, how did you feel afterwards?
Well, I felt very happy, knowing that I had broken the running record and I was holding a record of my own.
How tired did you feel?
Well, I never felt tired up until I relaxed in the night. I felt the tiredness dead.
What about you, Mr. Lane? Do you recall the end of your innings?
Yes, I felt very, very tired indeed, and I had a lot of difficulty in sleeping during our innings, and shortly afterwards, Bill O'Reilly, that Australian bowler, made me work so hard, and of course, John Bradman, whose record I was trying to beat, is there on the field, and of course, had I been at Sabina Park, Garfield, playing for Pakistan, I'd have certainly tried a few little tricks, you know.
Tell me this, Garfield, how do you puzzle bowl?
Puzzle bowl is very, very big.
I've lost a couple of bowlers, but now?
Yes. My most helpful and Garney. You know, he was both injured in the first day.
Well, I think Master Leonard and I, if you're interested to know, is Puzzle managing to start his cattle on your wicket out there?
Yes, it's wonderful. Not as much as it was in England, as you know, John.
Tell me, did you, you didn't give any practice to Leonard, did you, or did you give one?
I think, a stunting chance to outfleet with Phil before I was 50. He made one turn about 18 inches at me. Which surprised me and also surprised the wicketkeeper. I think that was the one, but the wicket is extremely good, very nearly as good as that wicket that you have in Jamaica.
Well, good luck. Thank you very much indeed. Very nice talk out in the studio. Tell you to meet. Now, goodbye, Garfield in Barbados. Goodbye to Leonard in Lane.
Thank you.
Was interviewed by Roy Warren, and so we take you over now to Sabina Park.
Good afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, someone has just said to me in the broadcasting box, you're certainly getting important people to come into the broadcasting box. On Saturday, you'll remember we had the pleasure and honor of having Lord Hales, the Governor General of the West Indies, and today we have the honor and pleasure of having the new holder of the world record, Gary Sobers. Gary, I have warned the listeners throughout the West Indies that you are coming up here, and I want to congratulate you on behalf of every sportsman on your wonderful batting display. But I know you must have been a very tired person, and I'm sure you would like to say hello to your family and friends in Barbados and your friends throughout the West Indies. So first, just a few words from you.
Thanks very much, Roy. I'd like to say first hello to my family at home and friends in the West Indies. It's a great pleasure for me to be speaking from Jamaica Port to you all over the West Indies. I'd like to say thanks very much for the telegrams you sent to me, and I can assure you I have appreciated them very much.
Gary, talking of telegrams and cables, have you heard a cable from Sir Leonard Hutton?
Yes. I received a cable from Sir Leonard Hutton this morning. Tell me congratulations on my wonderful performance. And you wish me many more.
Well, you're talking about wishing you very many more. I shouldn't think you'd like to stay out there for that length of time, very more time.
Well, I don't mind. I don't mind that I'm batting to be in the field. I'd rather appreciate it very much, and I like batting.
Well, Gary, the thing that struck me most was I've always felt that you had it in you to do this, except for your concentration. Did the concentration at any time tend to break?
Well, it did a bit, sir. Sometimes you make strokes that you really shouldn't go through, and you get up, and then people say you lose concentration, but I don't think it's really that. It's just a bit of misfortune.
Yes. So altogether, you weren't particularly tired on Saturday night?
Yes, I was a bit tired Saturday night, yes, sir.
And you spent a very quiet Sunday?
Yes, very, very quiet.
Well, I'm going to let any girlfriends who have in Barbados or the West Indies know that on Saturday night at 12:15, I was phoned and asked if you were a married man.
No, that's right.
Well, I couldn't think of it for very long before you are, Gary, but don't give up cricket for a wife, will you?
Well, it's a difficult decision.
Gary, what about the bats? How many bats did you use in doing that 365?
Well, I used four bats.
Four bats?
Yes.
And I suppose you're going to keep one as a souvenir?
Yes, I'll keep one, yes, sir.
And you know what I would like you to do? Give one to Barbados and one to Sabina Park.
Yes, I will do that for you, Roy.
Will you?
Yes.
That's great, too, Gary. And I know that you're very anxious to get out onto the field again. Jerry Alexander is very kindly loaned you to me for a few minutes, but just a few parting words from you.
First, I'd like to say, send a special greeting to a little girl at home, very nice little girl. She knows who it is. She don't have to worry about names or anything like it. And I wish that in the future, I might receive many more telegrams and cables from other people all over the world congratulating me again on maybe a more better performance than this one.
Don't think that's possible, Gary. Just one last question I have for you, and that is, you are going to play professional league cricket now, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting a chance of going home before you leave for England?
Well, I didn't want to say it, but yes.
You are?
Yes.
You're keeping it as a surprise,
yes,
so I want to go.
I want it to be a surprise.
Well, we're very, very glad and honored, Gary Silvers, and very many more 300 for you. And I think that the time is coming now where you're going to have to go over and join the team. And I hope it won't be many years before you come back up into this box again.
I hope not, Roy. Thank you very much, Gary Silvers, for this interview, and I hope the reception was good and clear. Incidentally, going back over Silvers' innings, 212 of his runs came on the onside, and 153 of the runs came on the offside, which I think shows that he was scoring those runs all the way around the wicket, and, well, his concentration was magnificent. I believe that I was the person who said when this match started that if Silvers ever got 100, he'd break a blood vessel and score several more. And he assures me he hasn't broken any blood vessels, but that he has got many more 100s in him for the West Indies.